and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
It's home away from home for the holidays, part two for the Badgers, as tonight they drop the puck in the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff here at the beautiful Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Good evening, happy holidays to all of you, and welcome inside Fiserv Forum, the home of the Milwaukee Bucks. And for the second straight year, the site of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. It's in the American Family Broadcast booth. I'm Rob Vogel, happy to be joined by Santa's favorite hockey-playing elf, Ian Perrin. And Ian, the next couple of days are not only about holiday hockey fun for the Badgers, but also, like most parents on Christmas Day, the goal is to successfully follow the directions in trying to successfully produce a gift that will do more than just put smiles on all of the faces across Badger Nation heading into the start of the Big Ten New Year's play. It could also set the stage for a winning resolution on the ice for the red and white in 2023.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you say. I was watching I was looking in the aisles to see if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was going to come out of the woodwork.
He is not, but they have a very large statue of him across the way in the concourse that I was about to have my photo taken with earlier.
Oh, yes. That was the first American NBA player that I ever met.
Yeah.
In 1974, the Bucks played an exhibition game at the Coliseum, and we're walking out from practice. We had practice at the arena, and we're walking out of our locker room, and this gigantic man came in the back door, and even Buzz Hall, the back door guard, was like, whoa, that guy's big, Ian. That guy's really big, Ian.
For those of you scoring at home, gigantic, look it up. You can find that word in the dictionary somewhere, but it's a tall task here for the Badgers. Speaking of big, we're looking at a Lake Superior State team that had some size. It's a challenge over the holidays because you don't practice a whole heck of a lot. You've got players that are gone for different reasons, but it's an important time for the Badgers, and it was an exciting time just a year ago when we were here, and the Badgers defeated Yale in the semifinals in overtime, and then won in a shootout in the championship game over Providence.
Well, what's interesting to me is that as I look at Lake State, the what do they call them, the Sunken Anchors?
Lakers, I believe
Lakers.
It is.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry, excuse
Again,
me.
Again, for those of you scoring at home, look it up.
There are only three people under 6 feet in that roster, and they have four defensemen over 6'3". A couple of them in the two bills plus department as far as size. And this is not a big rink. This is not Kohl Center type dimensions. This is not a big rink. I think that's in favor of Lake State, to be honest with you. Badgers are not that big, and they have been geared to play on a much bigger rink, and speed is a big factor in their success. So it'll be interesting to see big and strong versus small and quick. I guess that would be the summary that I would make from it, but whatever happens, we've got some new faces that we're going to see on a regular basis for the Badgers, and we'll take a look at what the transfer portal has done for Lake State as they bring in their seven transfer players.
Did you, as a player or as a coach, find it especially some unique challenges at the holiday time and playing, whether it's in a tournament or just a, you know, a series on home ice, because of whether it's players coming and going or not having a whole lot of regular practice schedule, or, you know, guys gone to the World Junior Championships, whatever the case might be?
I hated it,
yeah,
to be honest with you. And University of Wisconsin is a little bit unique in the sense that the winter break usually lasts like a month, and at a lot of other schools, they're back on the 5th of January. We would go back on the 24th, 25th, or 26th of January. And in Coach Johnson's philosophy and in Jeff Sauer's philosophy, well, you know, they're going to go out and get in trouble if we only practice once a day. So we would have two a days to make sure that kids got up on a regular schedule like they were going to school and just have some off-ice activity in the morning and then a regular scheduled practice in the afternoon. And it really started to wear on some of the kids because they were just twiddling their thumbs. And that's not to say that they were encouraged or excited to go back to class by any stretch of the imagination, but the fact that their time was occupied 12, 14 hours a day versus now it was a one-hour workout in the morning and a two-and-a-half or two-hour practice in the afternoon. There's a lot of free time on your hands.
Well, there's some great tradition here with the teams on the ice and brief tradition with this tournament. This just being the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. The teams, the four teams in this tournament, the Badgers, Lake Superior State, Clarkson, and UMass, who played in the first semifinal today, this afternoon, and Clarkson rallied from a three-goal deficit to win 6-3. The four teams in this tournament combined 323 years of hockey tradition, 59 NCAA tournament appearances, 19 Frozen Fours, and 9 national championships. So quite a bit of history here. These teams getting set to make more of that here this evening. As this pregame show continues, we'll get Ian's thoughts on this matchup with Lake Superior State, and we'll also have the starting lineups and the latest on the injury front as well. But up next, it's time to check in with the head coach, Tony Granato. We'll speak with him in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 33. Tonight, under cloudy skies, southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 39. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Welcome back to the pregame show here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee as we count out towards faceoff between the Badgers and Lake Superior State, joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, happy holidays. Welcome back to work, I guess. Always nice to have a little bit of a break, but super exciting to get back to an event like this where you kind of jump back into it for a very special occasion.
It is, for lots of reasons. I think all of us as kids remember the Christmas tournaments when you go out to a different state and you play teams from around the country and you get a chance to play in a tournament like this. And so this is a special thing because obviously it's in our state. It's in Milwaukee, a place that has so much support for Badger athletics in general. And when our team comes down here, we feel like we're treated with a ton of excitement and people that really appreciate us and our program. So it's great to be here. It's a tournament that has four really good teams in it that are going to be competitive. And like I said a second ago, it's a tournament. So they're here to win a tournament. So, Lake State's a team that we're playing tonight that's big, old, strong, physical. We're going to have to pay a price to win a game tonight. But it's similar to a team, maybe like we played a few weeks ago, with Long Island University and something like that, where you're going to see a really big team that's going to try to physically overpower us in different areas of the rink. And we got to get to the net front. We got to win the battles along the boards, and we got to be ready to play.
Making it even more exciting is the fact that a year ago in this building, you won the inaugural holiday faceoff in dramatic as you can get fashion in a shootout at night after an overtime victory. Besides winning the championship in the first ever year of this event, what stands out to you in the memories from a year ago when your team was here and going through this for the first time?
Well, one of the things was you get a chance to play in this building, and this is obviously it's not an NHL building, but it is an NHL building from the standpoint that the Bucks had just won their championship only half a year before in this building. It's a great facility, and it's the first time hockey was played in here, and we had an opportunity to be the team to be part of it. And the games were entertaining, like you said, a shootout victory and an overtime victory. The fans were into it. It was at a time when COVID was still real. There were lots of games around the country and different sports that were being canceled, and all four teams made it in here to play hockey. And I thought that was just a special way to restart this, what should be on our schedule for many, many years to come, is having a holiday tournament here in Milwaukee.
And for different reasons, it was challenging for teams to travel to get here. Happy to have everybody here and ready to go. We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Say big when you upgrade with new appliances from Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. New appliances from Menards are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save big money at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Joined once again by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, anytime you lace them up and take the ice, it's important to win. You want to win. That's obviously the goal. What is the significance or importance do you think, or hope at least for your team, in trying to win this tournament, really to get you set for the second half of your season when you return to Big Ten play in a couple weeks?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the first half numbers wise or and standing wise, it doesn't look good. But if you look at, you break down different parts of the game and different parts of the season, there were some really positive things. We lost three or four against Michigan, against Minnesota, two of the top, I don't know, it could be 1-2 by the end of the year. Those two teams are phenomenal, and we played really well against Michigan, won one game, had a really good chance to win the second game. We lost a tough one late in the game to Michigan, and then the Minnesota games looked a little bit lopsided at times, but when you look at different parts of the games, we controlled a lot of it. So I think we're a lot closer to becoming a complete team that can, you know, beat anybody, play with anybody, and we got to build momentum, and this is a tournament that kicks off the second half of the year. It's important for, you know, our in-state kids. We've got seven Wisconsin kids out on the ice tonight to play here in Milwaukee. It's holidays. People are excited about hockey. So it's a big thing for us to just, you know, build some momentum to head in the second part of the year. And, you know, I've liked a lot of our team, and I've liked a lot of things we've done. But ultimately, you know, we have to put these into results, and hopefully tonight's the night that we can jumpstart it.
One of the things at this time of year, roster challenges can always be something that's thrown at a team, whether it's because of World Junior Championships or illness or whatever the reason. And looking at your lineup, that's another challenge that looks like this team's going to have to overcome here these next couple of days for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the bare minimum of guys to play right now. Everyone that's here is going to play. So there's no extras, there's no scratches, there's no guys, you know, that are sitting in the stands watching. Everybody's going to be in there. And we got two defensemen that are going to end up playing some forward minutes today, and Shea Donovan and Luke Lemaster. So Horback's out with the virus. Stramlin, like you said, is at the World Juniors. Smolanic's not quite back yet. And then two of our players that were not playing much the first half of the year went back to play juniors, which is, you know, the right thing for both of them to play more and get regular, you know, reps as a player, as opposed to being, you know, a fifth line player. And so Morrison and Brownie have moved on. But it gives guys like Robbie Newton a chance to get in the lineup tonight. I'm really excited for him. He's worked hard. He's went through some illnesses too, and missed a month of practice too with some mono. But he's a kid that's deserved an opportunity with how hard he's worked to be ready for this. And so I'm excited to see him out there tonight.
As a Milwaukee kid, probably the unofficial tour guide this week for everybody.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's the timing of how everything came to. I'd love to have had him in a few games earlier just so he get his feet wet.
Sure.
As he's jumping in his debut as a Badger, will be right here in Milwaukee.
Right.
I think that's kind of fitting anyways. Like I said, he's ready. The guys love him. He's one of those kids that just shows up every day with the right attitude, works and works and works. And, you know, every time you say, "Hey, Robbie, you're not playing tonight," no problem, coach. I'll be ready when you need me. And I believe that. So tonight, it's going to be fun to see him out there.
Should be fun for him and everybody else. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. We'll have more in the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee for the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin as we count out towards face-off in this second semifinal that'll feature the Badgers against Lake Superior State. The first semifinal pitted Clarkson against UMass, the 2021 national champion, and Clarkson rallied from a three-goal deficit to win 6-3. So they advance to the title game, where they will get either the Badgers or Lake Superior State tomorrow, right here at Fiserv Forum. Time now to check in with our UW Health Injury Report, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And Ian, as we heard Tony Granato touch a little bit there on the interview moments ago, not uncommon at this time of year to have to deal with injuries or illness, especially in recent seasons. The Badgers already were going to be without Charlie Stramel because he's off playing for Team USA at the World Junior Championships. And Jack Horbach now out, an important penalty killer and forward for this team, with mononucleosis. Then you add that along with Morrison and Brown both transferring out of the program, going back to junior hockey, and Ty Zlonik just returning to the team but not yet into game action after missing 12 games due to personal reasons. It makes for a short-handed Badger group that's going to have to juggle the lineup a little bit tonight just to field four lines and defensive pairs.
Well, what happens when you have a world-class athlete like Charlie Stramel? You get into a situation where he and Cruz Lucius were pretty much the 1-2 punch offensively, and whoever they put on that line ended up having more points too. But now that you're missing one of those ingredients, you've got to find somebody else to complement Cruz Lucius, in the sense that he's in a scorer's mode. You've got to have somebody who can give him the puck. You've got to have somebody who can back check better than he does. That's a polite way of saying it, I guess.
Sure.
But you get into a situation where once you shuffle replacing Stramel, then all of a sudden you've taken somebody from a line that may have had good chemistry, and now you've got to find somebody else to fill in that second line. So it's the drop-down effect, and when you lose two players that could have been playing this weekend at forward position, and as you mentioned, Smolanik has been skating but and is here with the team, you get into a situation where, yeah, we're going to find out how good offensively Luke LeMaster really is, because he's the right-handed defenseman listed as the fourth line right wing. It reminds me of the Michigan situation. At least he's not a third string goalie playing on the third
right?
line.
That's true.
They had to when they had their illness just run through their team.
Yeah, the Michigan Wolverines had to face then second-ranked Minnesota in a matchup of two of the top teams in the country in that series when they were shorthanded. Badgers not quite to that point, but still will have to deal a little bit here with some players missing, most notably Jack Horbach, who is out with mononucleosis, and key forward, key penalty killer, along with Owen Lindmark. They had become that top pair up front for the Badgers. That's our injury report brought to you by UWL Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. When we return, as we count down towards faceoff here, we'll get you those starting lineups and count down towards our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff as the crowd continues to file in here at 5-Serve Forum for the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the #1 national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Not a lot of history between these two programs on the ice, but they've both earned a lot of history with their national championships success over the year. The Badgers with 6 national championships, Lake Superior State with 3 at the NCAA level, 5 total, and back in their heyday, Lake Superior State winning in 1988, 92, and 94. One of those that we won't talk about much, right, Ian, is against the Wisconsin Badgers in Albany, New York, back in the early 90s in 1992.
The brawl game.
Yes.
I think that's what we refer to it as in the coaching ranks, as the brawl game.
5-3 final that night in Albany, New York. Let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup here in the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff at 5-Serve Forum. The starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Quick Trip. And for Lake Superior State, a couple players to keep your eyes on. Lou Bedone is their top centerman and leads the team with last year in goals with 15 goals and in points. He out of Grenoble, France, and his dad played in France professionally for about, I think it was 14 to 17 years, somewhere in that range. So he's got some experience, and as Ian mentioned, a lot of big bodies on this Lake Superior lineup, a number of them over 6 foot, a lot of them transfers, many of them from overseas, so they've recruited anywhere and everywhere. So far this season, not much to show for the results, 3-13-2 on the year, and 2-9-1 in CCH play, but maybe a bit like, as Tony Granato mentioned, Ian, in our interview a moment ago, that it's like playing a Lindenwood or a Long Island. You're playing some big bodies, some guys that'll block a lot of shots. They'll be physical with you. You need to outskate them.
Well, and don't get involved with them.
Yeah.
That's the basic. We used to call it the hit and run theory. Yeah. Hit them, run away.
Yeah.
Don't get involved with the skirmish.
Sure.
Or have the mental jawing that goes on. And once that happens and you realize that you're smaller than them, but you're faster than them and you're more skilled than them, go for it.
Looking at the Badgers starting lineups, Brock Caulfield will center, Cruz Lucius, and Matthew DeSantFaldi. DeSantFaldi, most outstanding forward in last year's tournament, won by the Badgers over Providence in the championship game. It went to a shootout. Owen Lindmark will center, Jack Gorniak and Carson Bantle. Liam Malmquist is on the left wing, Dominic Marsh center, and Robbie Newton getting his first start of the year and a special one for the Milwaukee native here in his home city. The former Janesville Jet will play right wing tonight along with Marsh and Malmquist. And then the fourth line, Sam Stang and Zach Erdahl will be joined by Luke Lemaster, defenseman moving up to forward. Luke's done that a time or two, and also could see some time for Shea Donovan at forward tonight. He's there as the extra defenseman. Speaking of those defensemen, Daniel Lotch along with Ben Dexheimer. Tyson Jugnauth paired with Anthony Kerr, and Kerr got his first goal of the season in that Saturday 6-4 loss at Minnesota that closed out the first half of the season. Mike Vorlicki and Carson Kuhlemans paired together once again, and between the pipes for the Badgers, Jared Moe, who made 50 saves on 54 shots last year in this building in the two games and stopped 5 of 6 shootout attempts in the victory over Providence. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Quick Trip, our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff and countdown towards it coming your way next. Here, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Number 6, Jake Willis.
The center, a senior, number 29.
Teams are being introduced here on the Phi Serve Forum ice below us as we count out towards the opening faceoff. Not a lot of history between these two programs, as I mentioned earlier, but the Badgers lead the all-time series 4-1-2. Most of those meetings occurring in Madison on home ice. Badgers undefeated. They're 3-0-2 against Lake Superior State. Have not played the Lakers in Sault Ste. Marie. And, of course, one of their most famous neutral site games, the 1992 National Championship game played in Albany, New York, won by the Lakers by the final score of 5-3. Badgers wearing their white sweaters and red trim, and the Lake Superior Lakers wearing their blue sweaters, which are eerily similar to what Ian is sporting next to me here in the booth as well, color-wise, with their big anchor on the front of the jersey. Teams are being introduced. We'll have the national anthem and the Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff coming your way next from the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff here at Phi Serve Forum. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big close save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
One last holiday present to unwrap here before we ring in the new year of 2023, and it's the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Phi Serve Forum, home of the Milwaukee Bucks in downtown Milwaukee. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. As the defending Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off champion, Wisconsin Badgers take on Lake Superior State in the semifinals of this event. The winner will face Clarkson tomorrow in the championship game. The loser will play the University of Massachusetts, the 2021 defending national champions, or 2021 national champions, who had a 3-0 lead and saw it evaporate to the Clarkson Golden Knights here this afternoon at Phi Serve Forum. Badgers to our left will work from left to right here in the opening period of play, while the Lakers from Lake Superior State go from right to left. Time now for the Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening face-off, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Puck is dropped and we are underway with a great day for hockey here in Milwaukee between the Badgers and the Lakers. Bantle with a quick shot right on net. And that's held on to by Ethan Langenegger. And we'll have a face-off to his right in our first conversation from players after the whistle.
Well, Corson Kuhlemans, good job. He goes back in to retrieve the drawn puck into the Badgers zone. And we talked about how maybe they're not as quick as the Badgers. He just skated by two of them and went all the way down the other end.
Face-off in the offensive zone for the Badgers. Bantle trying to get to it below the goal line up against the boards. Puck squirts loose. Vorlicki pinches in, jabs at it, gets it up into the air and deeper into the zone momentarily, but a long lead pass comes out to Jared Westcott. Just in over the line, has it taken away, and now Owen Lindmark controls for the Badgers. They'll regroup inside their own zone here. Just first 30 seconds gone by in the opening period of play. Dangerous pass over to Vorlicki from who else? Corson Kuhlemans, the master of those sort of things. And Vorlicki with a long lead pass off the near boards, tipped by Bantle into the offensive zone. DeSaint Fowl goes after it on the forecheck, can't get to it. It's taken behind the net by Vanegi. He'll bring it near side, tied up. DeSaint Fowl had it on a stick, gets it towards Lucius, tied up in his skates. And the Lakers able to clear the zone. Badgers' Daniel Lotch will go back below the goal line. He's bumped. Puck comes to the near side. Scooped up by Ben Dexheimer and the freshman defenseman. Long lead pass onto the stick of Lucius. Lucius has a man with him to DeSaint Fowl. Couldn't control the pass, however, and it's played just back out over the line in front of the Lakers bench. Just over a minute gone by. Now a minute 20 here in the opening period of play in this semifinal between the Badgers and Lake Superior State. Dumped into the Badgers zone. Anthony Kerr going after it. Kerr got on the score sheet for the first time this season with a goal against Minnesota a couple of weekends ago in the 6-4 loss on Saturday in that series where they were swept by the Gophers at Mariucci. Badgers coming in having won one of their last four games in those two tough series against Michigan and then Minnesota. Lakers have struggled much of the season, 3-13-2, 2-9-1 in CCH play, having lost seven of their last nine. At center ice, it's Malmquist in over the line. Steers it towards the net, deflects off a skate. Scooped up by Robbie Newton. The Milwaukee native plays it back to the blue line. Kuhlemans gets away from a check. Wrist shot towards the net is blocked. Vorlicki controls at the far blue line. Gets it over to Kuhlemans. His Ooh. Shot through traffic is blockered aside by Langenegger. It's tied up along the far boards, kicked back behind the net. A couple of Lakers just had it in their skates, tied it up, waiting for somebody to trap them. And finally, the Lakers will play it off the near boards towards the line. Kuhlemans holds it up against the wall. He's checked from behind. Erdahl coming after. Can't get to it in time. And that allows the Lakers to get it out to center ice. And Jeffers on the attack. His wrist shot is deflected off the stick of Vorlicki and up out of play. And that'll bring a stoppage with 17:21 to go in a scoreless first period.
The best part about that entire play was I thought Kuhlemans got caught back and it was going to be a two-on-two against one forward and one defenseman. But the forward was Luke Lemaster. So you might as well, you know, cover up for Kuhlemans if you're out there, Luke.
The brief history that these two teams have against each other does include a meeting in Milwaukee back in 1994 in the then Badgers showdown. The Badgers winning 6-4 on December 29th of 1994 at the then Bradley Center. Lakers control just inside their own zone here in a scoreless game. We'll dump it into the Badger end. Lotch going after it, but Dexheimer will be the first one to it. Behind his own net, little backhand pass to Lotch, who brings it out the far side. Looking, doesn't see anybody open, slides it over to Dexheimer. At the blue line, he gives it back to Lotch in his own zone. At center ice, Lotch will play it to the near side to Stang, who backhands it into the zone. And then he and Lotch and Dexheimer all head off on a line change. Lakers play it out to center ice, and Baudin at center ice will play it into the Badger zone. Can't get to the puck. It's held at the line by Westcott, who plays it cross ice. A quick shot off the one-timer off the boards right on net. Glove save there by Jared Moe off the long bid from just in front of the Badgers bench.
Interesting how when you look at the amount of neutral zone play, this is the first time that the Badgers have faced a team that's going to do what they call the NHL or the pro trap. You saw Dexheimer and Lotch pass the puck back and forth about three times because everybody else was covered.
Faceoff in the Badgers zone. We'll squirt back towards the blue line. Lakers keep it in. Willits will play it off the boards and down low. Comes to Gorniak, a chance to get it out. He puts it right on the tape of Lindmark, in over the blue line. Lindmark on his backhand side, goes below the goal line, tries a centering pass. That's denied. Lakers with a chance to clear. They get it out to center, but now Kuhlman's controls for Wisconsin. He'll play it off the boards to Gorniak, who lifts it high into the air and into the offensive zone, and the Badgers will go to work on the forecheck. Banto delivers a hit behind the net. Puck squirts to the blue line. Kuhlman, does he keep it in? No, he does not. It just got over the blue paint, and so offside on the Badgers here, nearly 4 minutes gone by in the opening period.
We're going to blame that call on Kuhlman.
Okay.
I think that he was supposed to be playing on the other side in the first place, but he saw a loose puck, and that's just animal magnetism for him. He just, see a loose puck, I got to go get it.
Last time Lake Superior State was on the ice in game action, they split with then number 17 Michigan Tech. They won 3-0 in the opener and then lost 5-1 in the series finale. A shot from DeSaint Fall from the top of the circle. Didn't get much on that one, and it's steered aside. Kuhlman's now controls it center ice. At the center ice line, he'll wrist it into the offensive zone. It goes around the boards all the way to the far side. Cruz Lucius comes up with it. Tries to avoid a check. Centering pass is picked off into the skates of Dawson Tritt, who brings it out to center ice. Tritt will backhand it into the Badger end. Kuhlman's hustling back. Gets control of the puck. Kuhlman tries to snap off a pass. Partially fan on that one as he's being harassed from behind by Jordan Vergani. Now Kuhlman's gets the return pass. He's waiting as the Badgers and Lakers are both in the middle of a change here. 4:45 gone by in the opening period. Still no score between these two teams. A year ago, the Badgers played Yale in the tournament opener. They had a 2-0 lead, saw it disappear, and then won in overtime on a goal by Brock Caulfield, 3-2.
Boy, that was a fun game.
Yeah, it was. And they reached the championship game, and they fell behind 2-0, rallied in the third period, and went to overtime and then a shootout. Here's Noonan on a rush, and his shot is turned aside on the blocker by Langenegger.
Well, first shot on net for the young Milwaukee native, and it was a dandy.
Dumped into the Badger zone. Sharp angle shot is deflected. Goes to the far side. Malmquist scoops it up. Badgers have numbers. A chance for a 3-on-2 rush. Malmquist in over the line. Gets it to Newton. Newton bobbling it. Then gets control of it. Steers it back to Lotch, who couldn't get much on it. Newton gets control. Throws a backhander on net. Lotch is there for the rebound, but jabs it just wide of the net. Lotch tries to center it. It'll go behind the net. Stang is there. On his backhand side, plays it back to the blue line. Long shot right on by Anthony Kerr. Langenegger makes the save and controls the rebound.
Still not a bad play, even though he had to get it up in the air to get it over the one Lake State defender. The goaltender didn't have a clear shot at it, and Hedy bobbled it. The goal-scoring phenomenon, Shea Donovan, would have been right there on the doorstep.
He said in jest with a tongue firmly planted in cheek. Yes. Badgers enter this series, or this weekend, or this week, this tournament, 7-11 on the season.
Oh.
Off of the draw. Get it just wide of the net. Badgers with a scoring chance early, but the Lakers will send it all the way down the ice, and we'll get an icing call here on Lake Superior State and go back the other way. Badgers have scored 45 goals this year, averaging just about 2.5 goals a game. Lake Superior State averaging 2 goals a game. They have similar goals against average as well. 3.5 for Lake Superior State, 3.39 for Wisconsin in the tail of the tape between these two teams.
Interestingly enough, it was Shea Donovan who off the draw got that puck, went to his backhand and went by the net before he could put it up. Right after I had commented on his goal-scoring abilities.
Pulled back to Kerr. Kerr to one-timer to DeSaint Fall. Steered aside by Langenegger with his stick.
Boy, it's not like they work on that play every day, is it?
Jugnauth along the far boards, tried to center it, couldn't do so. Now has to race back, disrupt the action at center ice. Kerr trying to get it out of his own zone, does so, loses control of the puck. DeSaint Fall quickly comes in to assist. He loses it, but it'll go all the way back into the Lakers' zone. Stopped by Langenegger behind his own net as he plays it off the boards, and around it goes. Badgers on the forecheck, cause a turnover. Lucius with it.
There
he takes a big hit, and here comes a chance the other way for Boudin. Boudin racing in on his forehand, gets the shot off, but is harassed by Vorlicki on the back check enough to not let him get too much on the shot, and Mo makes the save.
How many times have we seen Cruz Lucius turn it over at the offensive blue line?
Dangerous spot. Those blue line turnovers, your zone or the other zone, usually not very good, that's for sure.
Uh-oh.
Have a stoppage here.
We have the same problem we did last year. The door came open.
The door where the Badgers enter and exit for their locker room is across the ice to our left down in the corner, just to the left of Jared Moe. And last year we had a couple of times where when hits would go along the boards and in that area, the door would pop open. As the boards were shaking a bit.
Jack Gorniak was guilty of it at least three times in the two games, I think, last year.
We might have had a player or two that went, one that went out the door. So it's something that's obviously very dangerous, and they stop play immediately. Lakers control in the offensive zone. A centering pass is turned aside. Dexheimer will give it off to Lotch. He'll look and try to take it to the far side. He's cut off, plays it high off the glass. It goes up out of play instead. And so a stoppage and a faceoff in the Badger zone.
No, they're going to bring it outside. I think that when Lotch tried to fire that around, I'm not sure who it was from Lake State, but they got into a situation where he just got enough stick on it to put it up over the glass and into the netting.
Six Lakers on this Lake Superior State team hail from across the Atlantic Ocean. Three from Sweden, one from Germany, one from Belarus, and one from France. They certainly have a serious international flavor to this roster. And then, as Ian mentioned as well, a lot of transfers. So it is a mix-mash unit that they have put together here this season as they try to climb back into contention.
Their leading scorer being from France. That's not some place that you consider to be the hockey hotbed Europe.
Indeed. Belarus, another one of those places as well. So they've got some interesting spots on this roster. Germany, Lakers bringing out of their own zone. Boudin at center ice. His pass is knocked around, bounces around. Our first penalty call coming on the Badgers. Boudin with the center pass finds Willits. A wrist shot right on, and Mo snatches it out of the air. Makes a nice save, denying Jake Willits. But the bad news for the Badgers is they're about to give Lake Superior State the first power play of the evening.
Jugnauth about to make his way. He's going to get a hooking call because when Boudin was very much in control and then kind of lost the puck, Jugnauth had taken the man on the far side and really ripped his hands right out from underneath of him.
So the Badger penalty kill unit, which has been improving and had been improving until they ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw against Minnesota. They had gone 8-for-8 against Michigan the weekend before at home and had gotten their penalty kill unit over 80% success rate, just over 81% in fact, on the season. Now going to be tested here. They win the draw and clear it all the way down the ice to start. So a good beginning for this Badger kill. Lake Superior State power play 15.5% on the season, 49th in the NCAA. Last time out when they played Michigan Tech, they went 1-for-3 in each of the two games. They bring it in the offensive zone. Wrist shot right on from the high slot. Snatched out of the air by Jared Moe as he turns away Brandon Percelli.
Brandon Percelli is one of those kids that had a pretty successful career at Minnesota Duluth, and this will be his quote-unquote fourth and year from the transfer portal. He'll get another year because of the COVID exemption, but fact of the matter being is that the Badgers have changed their penalty killing units just a little bit. You saw Lindmark, he was out there with Mersch, and then he was out there with Malmquist. Now you've got Mersch and Stang.
Normally Lindmark with Jack Horbach, which has proved to be a very successful penalty killer tandem. Not only successful in killing the penalties, but they've been dangerous in scoring shorthanded goals as well. Jared Moe has to make a pad save. Badgers get control of it, and Stang will send it all the way down the ice. Badger penalty kill unit now at 78.7% on the season. They gave up four power play goals in Minnesota, but that was coming after an 8-for-8 weekend against the Michigan Wolverines. We've got penalty call here. Too many men on the ice, I think.
Too many men on the ice, Lake State. During the change, one guy went in the front door and the other came out the back door, but then two of them came out at the same time. And when the puck was in that area and being controlled by Lake State, that's a no-no.
Big break here for the Badgers then. That will end the Lakers' power play that still had 108 remaining in the hooking call to Jugnauth. So the Badgers will get 52 seconds of a power play when all is said and done here, but we'll start out with some 4-on-4 wide open action.
That's something you don't see very often. The man serving the penalty was obviously the man who made the mistake, and Jared Westcott, the number one left winger on their team, is serving the penalty.
Well, maybe they figured he already leads the team in penalty minutes to begin with, so he's very familiar with the route to get to the penalty box and what happens once you're there. He'd already had 20 penalty minutes so far this year, one of those transfers you mentioned. He had transferred from Penn State, played junior hockey, where he was coached by Scott Owens, folks in the Madison area know very well. Sent into the Badger zone on an icing call here as Kuhlman's touches up, so we'll go back to the Lakers end for faceoff.
One of my favorite people, the legendary Scott Owens.
Hey, Badger fans, today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference.
Well, they'll change the defensive cores for Wisconsin. They'll get Kuhlman's off for a second because we are playing 4-on-4. We're in a...
Erdahl checked down from behind, and that allows the Lakers to rush it the other way. Bengstrom's centering pass is denied inside the Badger line. And here comes Gorniak. He's got help with him. Dexheimer down the middle. Tries to touch a little pass to Dexheimer. And that little soft pass, the finesse pass, doesn't work. Gorniak trips up his man to get control of the puck. And no penalty call coming there on the tripping. So good news for the Badgers. That's Gorniak control still at center ice. Brings it in over the line. 4-on-4. We continue to skate on here. Kuhlman's in the middle with a wrist shot from just in the high slot. And that is turned aside by Legenegger, who hangs on, leaving no rebound.
I don't know if it's a freshman sophomore disease or not. I can't remember. But I don't know how many times Stramel, Luz Crucius, Erdahl, and I'm trying to think of the fourth one, have turned the puck over without a defenseman behind them at the offensive blue line, and it just results in chaos.
You see those rushes where they put on the brakes about 5 to 7 feet just inside the blue line, and as you mentioned, nobody's back behind them, and if a turnover happens there, you're usually out of action, and there's nobody there for support behind you.
I guess we're leaving Kuhlman's out there to dry by himself.
And he is now. The 2-on-1 rush the other way for the Lakers. A centering pass, and luckily for the Badgers, it hopped right through the skates of the man coming down the slot, that being Borshov. Here comes Lucius, centers it through the slot, and it bounces over the stick of Caulfield, who tried to let a one-timer go, but it bounced just over his blade. Play continues in the offensive zone for the Badgers. It'll go around on the far side to Lucius. Lucius, top of the far circle, doesn't like what he sees, peels away. Badgers on the power play now. And a brief one, 52 seconds in total, they get on this man advantage. Lucius, top of the near circle. He'll slide it back to Kuhlman's inside the blue line. To Lucius. Walks it down to the top of the circle. Pass through about three sticks and four bodies in the high slot area. Didn't have little chance to get there. And no surprise that it didn't. Now Kuhlman's back on the rush. Brings it in over the line. Looking for some help along the far boards. Takes it down low. Stops just below the goal line. Penalty set to expire. Kuhlman's throws it to no one in particular in the slot. And the puck will come all the way back out to center ice. And here comes the Lakers on a rush. A centering pass by Bodone doesn't connect. Luckily for the Badgers, it was just a little long past Jake Willits. Badgers able to play it off the glass and get it out to center ice. Bankston controls it for Lake Superior State. Kerr flips it towards the Lakers zone as the Badgers are in the middle of a change here. 8:45 to go in period number one. No score between the Badgers and Lake Superior State in this second semifinal of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Anthony Kerr lobs it end over end out to center ice. Off the skate of Mersch, he couldn't control it. The Lakers will regroup. Bengston with it along the near boards. He'll play a pass cross ice right onto the tape of his teammate, and a shot attempt there by Huggins is blocked. His stick, one of the sticks snaps. It wasn't his, I don't believe, but his shot was denied. Here's a shot from the point that's blocked and never reaches Jared Moe. Mersch will finally steer it out to center ice, try to pass cross ice to Malmquist, but that was too soft and never going to reach its destination. A shot that's blocked up front. Mersch has a man. Mersch with a long pass for Malmquist. Fired it too hard right through the skates of Malmquist, and it goes all the way down the ice. Lakers control, but they play it back into their own zone, so Malmquist is onside. Malmquist has a man with him. That's Donovan, the defenseman who's now playing forward due to the shortage for the Badgers in the forward position this week. Around the boards it goes. The Lakers finally get control of it. They'll play it off the glass to center ice. Gloved down by Lotch. Couldn't dump it into the zone on the first attempt. Loses it, but Malmquist has it. Snaps a pass cross ice onto the stick of Stang. Here comes Stang on his forehand side. Takes it around the net. A wrap-pounder attempt. And that is denied. Couldn't tell if the pad of Legenegger got it or if it was the side of the net, but a strong power move by Sam Stang to try to go around the far side.
Need a lot more of those.
At center ice, Lotch just in front of his own bench plays it through the middle and on the stick of Malmquist. Erdahl, who says he wants the puck now more on his stick as his confidence is growing, having gotten more on the score sheet the last few times out. Play it around the boards. Kuhlman's check, can't get control of the puck. It's played out to center ice. Bantle chops at it once. Second time he's sandwiched between a couple of Lakers as they drop anchor right on Bantle's head. And it's played out of play, so we'll have a stoppage with 7:03 to go in period number one. They're going to take a timeout. We will as well. No score between the Badgers and the Lakers. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans, American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit it, amfam.com/Badgers, all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And UW Health Sports